Anyone else getting freaked out by these earthquakes? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Be prepared. Be ready to live alone for 3 days. The message is the same in earthquake-prone cities after every big quake. And a lot of us try to do all that, but I look at the pictures from Chile and I think, no way. Chile understands earthquakes. The building codes are strict, but still you see that 15-story building lying on its side, those collapsed highways, and this is the first world, not the third world. Then you see the maps showing the faults in Seattle. Every time there's a big earthquake, we get a map showing yet another fault directly beneath downtown. Mexico City is so unstable that when the earth moves, the ground rings like a bell, the scientists say. Tehran is so bad, some geologists have recommended moving the whole thing. Why is it that the science of earthquake studies evolved after we'd built gigantic cities in precisely the wrong places? And it doesn't help that Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan told his audience in Chicago that the earthquake, quote, was a precipitate of what's coming to America. You will not escape. Of course, this is coming from a guy who says he ascended into a flying saucer in 1985. But still, it's creepy. So, based on that, even if we do have 3 days' worth of food and water and a meetup plan for loved ones, you're up against God. It's scaring us to the point of surrender. This morning, I watched how many viaducts, bridges, unstable hillsides, and giant buildings I pass on the way to work. There's no way. Unless you wear one of those bomb suits from the Hurt Locker, rigged with airbags and lined with energy bars. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.